Today we are sharing heart-to-heart frequency, communication, and love from divine source of love and light. Welcome to Raise Your Vibe and Heal. Surrounding the session with all who are listening with the beautiful gold and white light. Now let's envision our hearts connected and connected with divine source of love and light, which truly connects us all. Now setting the intention for your highest good, whatever is for your highest good in this particular moment in time. And also let's set the intention in our sacred spaces that we are inviting in and working with only the highest possible vibrational frequencies of love and light. Thank you. Please take a nice gentle cleansing breath wherever you feel guided, inviting in Mother Earth's beautiful green healing energy from her core into the soles of your feet. Bring that energy up your legs, up to your hips, your abdominal area, your chest, your back, your heart, your throat, your mouth, all the way up to the top of your head, and set the intention to release what no longer serves you down your neck, across your shoulders, down your arms, your wrists, your hands, and fingertips, very gently releasing that down to Mother Earth, who will gladly transmute those energies for you. We'd like to remind you that it is your power of intention and your power as part of the divine source energy of love and light that you have all that you need within. You have the power of discernment. You have the power to understand what is aligning with your highest good. Please remember, it is your intention to align with your highest good. You will know the difference in how it feels in heart center. If a message, whether from somebody in human form, spirit form, meditation form, does not resonate with you, you will feel it. And please honor what you are feeling. We encourage you to remember, the more that you step into your power as part of divine source of love and light, the power of heart center, not the power of the ego, but the power of heart center, where you are balanced and in alignment with your highest self. Once again, you will be divinely and truly guided. Many ask, what is my highest good? How can I possibly know? It is of the clearing of the energies. When you take time to connect, whether through a walk, journaling, meditation, listening to a frequency transmission that has set the intention of love and light, as you do your inner work, as you clear the vibrational frequencies and being guided in the best way for you, you allow the room and the space for your higher self, your higher calling, your soul's mission of divine source of love and light to come through you and work through you, and therefore making it easier to understand what is in alignment and resonance for you. For you are here to be of service for yourself, oneself, the collective self of love and light. It is not a mystery. It is not a mystery what your soul calling is. It is the unfolding and the evolving that as you do the work and understand the importance of being in alignment, it will naturally express through you, for you, for the collective. We invite you to now notice the base of your spine, the root chakra, that which is in alignment with your safety, your security, your basic needs being met. As you connect with your root chakra, we are also helping to connect and support your heart frequency, chakra, energy, alignment. So now please invite in a beautiful breath into the base of your spine. Set the intention to clear what does not serve you at the base of your spine. Set the intention to release what no longer serves you, regardless of time, space, or dimension. Release that down your legs, down to Mother Earth, who will gladly transmute those energies for you. And the frequencies we are sharing through voice are meant to be a form of sound healing. The words are unnecessary to understand. At times, we will share messages through the use of the voice. Other times, it's pure form of frequency that you may hear and integrate if it feels right for you to do so. Once again, we invite you to remember your power of intention and alignment. Now, please take a nice, gentle cleansing breath into your solar plexus, right above the belly button. Bring in the breath. And move that all around where you feel guided. Once again, we are sharing the frequencies to help you in this area with your power of intention. Only for the highest good for you of the vibrational frequencies of love and light. Your higher self will understand how to best use these frequencies for your highest good. Now we are explaining here that as we are bringing forth these frequencies, a form of sound healing, and as you invite them into your solar plexus, we are helping to lengthen and elongate, create space between solar plexus up into the spinal area. This is helping to elongate and lengthen. So if you can imagine if you had obstacles between the solar plexus moving up into the rib cage, if there were any sort of energetic obstacles, we are helping to align and create space here, as if your spine was lengthening and elongating. We now invite you to go to your rib cage, please. Invite in the breath and bring in the breath into your rib cage. Move the breath where you feel guided. We are helping you to create space. Imagine that your rib cage and all around that space is creating space, making it easier for you to take the breath. Now, please bring the breath into the throat center, the throat chakra, the area of communication. Now, here we are showing birds that are floating and going in a circular direction, singing, helping to activate and bring in your voice, bringing melody to your voice, notes that may or may not be discernible by the ears, but bringing in an overlay of love, golden light energy from source to help amplify the words you are meant to speak, remembering these are the words that you first and foremost speak to yourself. How do you speak to yourself? As you speak to yourself, you are connecting with that energy. And this energy will be translated as you speak with others. That's why it's important to remember how you are speaking to oneself. Why? Because you are part of the divine source of love and light. Dishonoring your inner self with words that are less than love are coming from a place of fear. And by not acknowledging your true divinity, the true energetic connection of who you are in essence diminishing the value for the one, for the all, for the connectedness. Now, we say this not to discipline, we say this not to judge, but merely to bring attention to this issue. The importance of how one speaks to oneself is in essence how one is truly communicating with one and all. Please take some nice, gentle cleansing breaths wherever you feel guided. Let us now invite in Mother Earth's beautiful green healing energy once again from her core into the soles of your feet. Move that all the way up to the top of your head, releasing what no longer serves you, down your neck, across your shoulders, down your arms, your wrists, your hands, and fingertips. Gently releasing that down to Mother Earth, who will gladly transmute those energies for you. Bringing forth divine source of love and light into heart center. Set the intention that this energy is moving all around your energetic field, aligning all of your energy centers. They're in perfect alignment, harmony, healthy, in balance. Sending our love and appreciation to Mother Earth, our love and appreciation to divine source of love and light. Bringing in Mother Earth's green healing energy into the soles of your feet, setting the intention that you are grounded, centered, and balanced. Sending our love and appreciation to one another, and sending our love and appreciation to the one, to the all, to the connectedness. Please remember, we are fully supported, we are fully protected, and we are fully loved. Until next time, thank you. Love and blessings.